Join me, Ayakwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained, none of us are free.
Hi, good evening, everybody. I hope you're doing very well. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu at 3CR. I had an interview a while ago with an amazing woman, Irene, and she got some kind of disability, but she's an amazing musician, and we chat about her experiences and the music itself. And so you're going to enjoy it. So I'm going to play to you some of the interview we did and the songs. She sang one live, which is really beautiful, and the second one was a recorder. And so, yeah, enjoy the show. Yeah, so here is Ubuntu.
Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the show. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu. Ubuntu mean I am here because you are. It's a Zulu word, and it's a really beautiful word. I am here with a special guest, and you're going to be blown away by the beautiful music from Irene Young, and she is incredible. The voice is just amazing, and I hope you join us listening to this amazing. At the moment, I'm going to play a track, and she's going to play live for us, but I'm going to play a recording a music, and then I'll come back to her to present this amazing sound. Irene, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to chat to you.
Yeah. What can you tell us? What is the name of the song that we're going to play?
The track that is this Dear Friend? So Dear Friend is a song that I wrote, I think, right before the pandemic, which I'm really grateful that I had this song in that difficult time. But I realized halfway through writing it that it was a letter to myself, and that I was telling myself to be patient with how I was growing, and also talking to like a more wise and steady future version of myself, and just giving myself reassurance that things will turn out okay. Yeah.
Is that amazing? We're going to talk about this song because it's a feel to a lot of people during that time. A lot of musicians wrote so many songs about themselves or about the environment at the time. And so I am going to play this track, and we will talk about it, how the music actually heal people. And here it is.
A hop and a leap and you're gone again. That foggy morning you weren't yet my friend. But I think I knew it even then. In our beginning we drafted our end. I wished for the snow, but you sent for rain. I wanted to grow without feeling the pain. You knew that I couldn't, but even so, through brambles and thorns we set off to go. Year after year I plant and resow, weary and winded, but even so. Autumn wraps velvet on our hands and our toes.
What amazing track. Oh, that is beautiful, Irene. Now I am just going to, you could hear that. It's just a beautiful music, and yeah, you're going to make your night. And I am just going to tell you about Irene Jung. They, them, mythologies, how we related to each other and the ever changing world. Irene grew up in Hakka Chinese musical traditions while receiving a training at Western at the art music. In 2021, Irene participated in Art Access Victoria First Music Makers Mentorship Program under the guidance of Favens. Irene was, you know, interviewed by Namila Benson from ABC TV Artworks on his, formulative experience during the Music Maker. Irene also wrote about this experience in music and disability for Music Victoria. Irene was shortlisted for the Art Access Amplify Award in 2021. They were nominated in 2022 as one half between the Minor Emeros and Non-Binary Dreams pop band with a co-writer and instrumentalist Emily Gray, and there's new EP, Blue Dreams, was released off the Lease record in March 2023. Irene premiered this classical choral piece, commissions for the concert of Melbourne. Pregnant in 2022 at Melbourne Recital Center has a recipient of Melbourne Conservatory of Music Composition Award. Wow, this is an amazing woman. You listen to her here. She is a very versatile creator. Animated, recorded, and release everything you do. 2017, a project on saying farewell to life-changing relationship. Irene composed an expository in 2018, an electronic acoustic piece set to found footage provided by three close connections in this life, weaving an intricate narrative of how the desire of the connection and love preserve across the borders and language. Wow, this is an amazing piece of information. And I just want to come back to you, Irene. So, done all this, amazing thing. And as you mentioned, disability music and art in general, do the diverse of music, do you think that there is a change, there is much change coming, change now more than before?
And I think more people are comfortable identifying as disabled today, which as someone who did that only as an adult, I found a lot of community and ways that I can connect to my local community. I don't think I really found that until I explored my own disability. Like, I was queer before, I was Chinese, Hakka before, and that led me to connect to my family and some friends, but I don't think I really embraced social justice as much until I realized that I was also disabled and talked to my friends who were very thoughtful, and it led to this bond. And I think that change was so important for me. But at the same time, there needs to be like just an increased awareness is not enough.
It has to be an action as well.
Exactly. Yeah, there has to be an action. And like, I'm so impressed with my friends who are getting into policy and shaping our future through really getting into what state legislation and what the arts sector is doing. And that change, I'm really excited to see. Yeah.
It is not only, to add being, have some kind of disability, and also being a woman, and also your background. It's just a combination of a lot of things that you have to unpack. And and to see you coming out through that, it's one of the, it's a strength of music. Without music, I don't think we hear voices somewhere that some people, you never heard them.
Yeah.
And so this is a beauty of music, to be able to have opportunity to talk to people and tell your stories through music.
Mm.
You don't even have to preach people or tell them what to think.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Just do your own thing.
Yeah.
And that is fair enough. There is a big change that a lot of people are diversity in music, but yet an art in general, it is still very tough for women. And I was just going to ask you, is that something people have a little bit of disability and being a woman? Do you think it can stop you to achieve your goal as an artist?
Well, I'm a non-binary person, but like, I appear as a woman to others, and I think there's a lot of times when I get read very quickly and stereotyped very quickly because I'm I look like a small Chinese woman. And immediately, I think there's like a subconscious, there's a subconscious drive for people to talk over me and to ignore what I say. But also at the same time, a lot of that, there's also a subconscious drive in me to let people talk over me. And also, like, in terms of disability, some days I'm feeling really tired, and some days I don't have the energy or the cognition to keep up with constantly battling my stereotypes. And that's frustrating. But I think when I was talking about like that change, that awareness through doing a lot of work on myself, because the only thing I can control at the end of the day is how I approach things. Through doing that work, I can just say no to a lot of situations where I'm not going to be treated fairly or it might be dangerous for me. And even though they might be big opportunities, I might just say no. And I think that's much more, if I never become famous, if I never play big shows, that's okay because I've honored myself and I've used that, the knowledge that I've gained from doing work on myself, to focus on what's important. So I think in that way, there's no real way to stop me from getting what I want, because yeah, I'll just reevaluate.
Absolutely. And I just want to correct, you listen to 3CR, I just want to correct myself. Irene is they, them, and so just to let you know that. And you're right, Irene, there is nothing, you can't control what other people think. But sometimes it's very exhausted, very exhausting to be able to ignore even as well. And
Ajak, I'm sure you've experienced similar things in your work as well, right?
Yeah, because, you know, being an African woman, it's just a hard work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than African male, you know. It's another topic on another day.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's a kind of, different. If you're different, that it's a problem. You know, people have one way or other, one way or highway.
Yeah.
So if you a woman of color and you're not a chic, you know, and then there is nothing there for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do music just to comfort ourselves. It's not because of someone want to be famous. Like, pick up
That's
on
right.
what you say.
Yeah.
A lot of great artists are artists that have been, you know, have been pushed down, and they actually raise above all, because it gives them a chance to actually to put this pain in music, in writing, in whether it's painting or so. That is really something you can control. But
yes,
apart from that, the world it's a little bit difficult to deal with, and even if you don't have anything wrong with you or. So I was just going to see this amazing work you have done, and the music you produce, like we're going to listen another song from you. Beautiful. When we try was just such a beautiful voice, and I am just going. I'm just curious. What can you tell people? People who are, you know, looking for a way out, particularly young people.
Looking for a way out of
for example, if it's not her or she.
Ah, Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. I think with a lot of my identities and who I am, it's finding that we keep, well, the world likes to sort people into easy to understand categories like disabled or not disabled, man or woman, queer or not queer. And something that I've learned through songwriting and also through just any form of art is that there's always much more interesting things when you try to break down those categories and try to find multiplicity and plurality in something that could just be like a man. You can find so much layers to that gender, and same with a woman, and even with being non-binary. And something I've loved doing in songwriting is finding these characters and these personas in my song that I think, like, it is myself, but it's also not myself. Like, some of this is true, but some of this is made up. But together, that, you know, the truths and the fiction can come together to be something more honest than if I just sang a song that was about my day. Like, I got up and had a coffee, and that doesn't actually tell you anything about who I am. But when you abstract things out, when you make stories, you can get to somewhere more, even more truthful than what's true. So, yeah.
And they are your thoughts. They're not something shallow, like, you know, I had a coffee today, or I got my heart broken.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Good. It's good for that scenery or that scene.
Mm.
But the different people deal with things in a different way, and particularly
right.
if you, you know, suffering make people think deep. And so I can see from a different artist that, you know, it come across.
Mm.
And so what I was just going to say, I was going to go back to the beautiful song that we heard earlier that you written during the COVID.
Mm.
Did you find your comfort on it?
I was thinking about what you said about music as healing and finding comfort. Yeah, I definitely found comfort in this song and making it and recording it. But I think a big part of that for myself is to not set out to heal anyone else, or even with that intention of healing. And this is just for me. I know that other people work very differently and come out with, like, they start off with this intention. But I think whenever I do that, I get sidetracked. And I think I get very generalized. I end up with a song that's very like, today I had a coffee, and, you know, I end up with something shallow instead. But when I try to focus on this story, and kind of, it feels like I'm uncovering something that is already there, I just have to find it. Like, the opening lines was like, you know, that foggy morning, you weren't yet my friend. And while I was writing that, it felt like I'm telling a story that's already there, but no one knows it yet. And when I found it, it ended up being very healing and comforting. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you play two instruments. When you write song, do you come with a lyric first, or do you play melody first?
That's such a good question. I would love to know your answer as well. But for me, a lot of the times the lyrics come first, and then I think, like, what these words have a musicality. Like, even when we speak, we were talking a bit before this interview about tonal languages and our languages and how they share a lot of sounds.
Yeah.
And so I think of the tones in the language, and then I kind of think, like, if this was a melody, how would it suit the words? And then I set them to chords. Yeah. How about yourself? How does your songwriting process go?
Look, it's similar as you. Mm. I come up with the idea, mm. and it depends how I get heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no idea about other artists, but I think a lot of people cry. They're very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one of them. I am so sensitive. Mm-hmm. And if someone says something cruel, mm. it just make me feel sad.
Yeah.
And then when I write a song, I wouldn't say them, you know, mm. that you did that.
Mm.
But it will lead me to other way on how to actually to put that emotion yeah. into your creativity. And that is very honest because you talk about mm. yourself
mm.
in a different way. Mm. And what I'm not very good at is love songs.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, I don't wow. know whether... Yeah, I think I wrote one love song.
Mm.
Two was for my cousin's wedding.
Mm. Oh, lovely. The guitar that I have today, my cousin bought it for me to play at his wedding.
Oh,
yeah. And I sang a love song at his wedding too. So, yeah. Yeah, so for your cousin's wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the second one was it's when I was in Tasmania. I love the environment.
Mm, beautiful.
And that is my first love. I just oh. love the environment.
Oh, I love that. Wow. So you wrote a love song to Tasmania?
Sit under the trees oh. and how you feel. Yeah. It just being grew up yeah. in Africa,
yeah.
running under the trees,
mm.
it did affect it to me when mm. I came to Tasmania.
Yeah, that's so special. That's and I think I have to step up my love songs. I have writing them to a person is not good enough anymore.
I am not very good at it.
I think you sound very good at it. That sounds really lovely.
And you listen to 3CR, and this is Ajak here with Irene Jung. And we just talk about the music and the beautiful music she composed. And you heard one before, and we're going to have a live performance, which is really beautiful. And so I just want you to... I just want you to relax and listen to this amazing voice. And yeah, and so, Irene, can you tell us what the song is about?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So this song I wrote for a songwriting group that I organized where we each write a song a month. And I was listening to... everyone else's songs and being stressed at the end of the month that I still didn't have one, and was playing around, and this character emerged, and I've called the title of the song is the character that revealed himself to me. So this song is called Retirement Home Cowboy.
I love that. Yeah.
Thank you. Driving with a sore fist on the wheel, when I wondered why you'd rather hurt yourself than let me have control every so often. Sitting at the border crossing, I didn't realize he called my name. I said that was my name, that was supposed to be mine. So they kept us there for longer. Lover, I think that you were wrong, but Carson said it right. When I desire you, a part of me is gone. We were Cause I kept saying that I didn't deserve one, and you said life is less about deserving or not and more about doing it anyway. Well, I did it now, didn't I? Doing nothing to pass the time, feeling every second ache, feeling every past mistake and the space that you left. I don't think about what could have been anymore. But some days I press my ear against the door. And I hear myself singing. Let me sleep behind the wheel. Let me love. Let me ruin your holidays. Let me ruin you. Let me be your very worst mistake. Let me be your little heartache. Then let me let you go.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
A beautiful boy. You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
That. And that you could just hear that beautiful music. And we're going to play another track. And but before that, Irene, I just want to come back again about, you know, what can you tell, you know, the people like yourself who are out there dealing with a different kind of thought of things, dealing with, a disability and also dealing with being different. What can you tell the young people who don't know themselves and they are struggling for this identity?
I hope I have something good to say, but I think when I was young, I would have loved to have heard someone say that there will be people out there like yourself. And I think there, when you're young, there's this period of confusion, of feeling like you don't know who you are. And in a way, that is true because you're still growing into yourself and getting to know yourself. But I think in a way, it's also not true because there is something in you that knows already. And to provide evidence for that, I think all of my friends in high school, we all ended up coming out as queer and identifying as disabled because we realized that we're neurodivergent, or in my case, I have chronic fatigue. And there is something alike in us that connected with each other. And so there is a part of you that knows already, and there are people around you who is giving you that love and connection. And I think hold on to those people and seek out more, because that's what really helped me when I was young, is finding this connection. And despite things being hard, being open to that love and that connection.
That is really amazing, you know, being different. Like I mentioned, you know, I'm an African woman background. And I'm different, you know. And so when different people, different, you know, when diversity people like yourself talking, it just included people like me because I am different. I am an African woman, background, black woman in the art industry. And so to hear people struggling like that, some of my friends, I see them, you know, they say they talk about the bad experience they had when they're young. And so I related to them. Because when you're different, you get to be different as well.
Yeah, and those different people band together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that is, so I am just want to say, what is next? On your agenda, what are you going to? Is there any music coming out soon?
Oh, Thank you for asking. I am hoping there's new music coming out, and I've been working on something. I'm working on a bigger album, but right now I'm still trying to figure out its shape. But I'm thinking of getting back into playing solo sets after doing a lot of band things. And I think the next big thing that is certain is that I've applied for music therapy. So I'm going to be studying to become a music therapist, if all goes well.
Wow.
I'm still waiting on news on that. But I think it's really interesting that we were talking about music and healing. And, yeah, that's obviously something that's had an effect on me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well done. Anyway, let us know when album coming out. Yeah. I stop you from, doing a lot of things today. And thank you so much coming, Irene.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Thursia.
I can't wait to hear that album coming out.
Thank you.
And you take care. And we will, soon you can come back.
Tell
us about it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
And so I am going to play a song now. And it was amazing to listen to Irene on 3CR on Ubuntu show, and you could listen to a beautiful story. That is when Ubuntu show is on. And have a great night.
Take a trip to the bottom of the lake to go and drown all the pictures that I take when you're looking away. And you don't hear me say I'm missing you. And everything you do, I mumble quietly whatever I have to say. My arms were tired, so I let you get away. And that's all I can say. And now I lie awake, I'm missing you. And everything you do. Watched it for your sake when the clouds start to break. The sun emerges bright, I'm missing you. And everything you do. And the roaring in my head makes it too loud to hear. All the memories of lovely things you whispered in my ear. The white noise can take away all of my fears. But I know that once held, always be caught. Catch a train to the edge of what's fair. We'll talk about how nothing is fair. I'll smile and tell you you're really something rare. Then I'll let go of every part of you. Doesn't matter anymore anyway. From the toes of my boots to the tips of my hair, from the pictures that I kept in a box under my stairs, if there was a way I could have made you stay. Well, it doesn't matter anymore anyway. Well, it doesn't matter anymore anyway.
That was Irene. It was a live performance last week. And you, as you know, it's a disability week this week. And so she got fatigue, and you could just hear all these stories and the beautiful music you know come out from her. She's just so amazing, talented young woman. And so I am going to play another song from another artist. She's from the south of Sudan. Gordon Kwong, a lot of people know him. And I'm going to play one of his track called Salam. Salam in Arabic means that peace. And I hope you enjoy it. And yeah. An amazing Gordon Kwong. He is incredible. He's amazing from south of Sudan, and the song is called Salam. He's singing Arabic, and he's singing in a South Sudanese dialect as well. Yeah, I hope you're doing very well tonight. And this is Ajak here. This afternoon, this is Ajak here with Ubuntu, and Tuesday is Disability Day, and so the Gordon Kwong blind, and he has been since he was young. He was in a camp when he was a young boy, blind and struggled, but his music rescued him, as you know. A lot of people know him from Melbourne here. He's no longer with Music in Exile. But he's an amazing player. He got his own Sudanese instrument. It's called thom. That is how they call it in the South Sudanese language. But it's like a banjo, and that exactly like a banjo. I just want to and I'm going to play another song from him later in the show, which is run out of time now. The show is my show is on Wednesday from from 8:30 to 9:30 every Wednesday. Tune to Ubuntu and let me know what you're thinking. You can listen to all the stories online. And I just want to say, you know, we have across December 6 to 8, Jolted Artist Space Northgate will once again host 3 days of true liberated sonic generation, featuring some of Australian greatest musical explorers, as well as Icon, Nicolastic, Kids, and others uniquely skilled ODL creators with a disability from throughout the Melbourne community and all across Australia. The SEP in Sound Festival promised to help navigated the Australian great at large, shaking loose many of the unspoken limitation on a musical that takes pride in calling life itself free. The SEPT in Sound, focus on a sound to assimilate the listeners, and musician draw on extensively experience in sound, art, and improvisation to encourage focused listeners and enjoyment for people with a disability, family, and carers. We are aimed to engage families and carers to both supervise and take part in sound making, developing a new method of assimilation, entertainment, and communication. SEP Sound Festival, 6 to 8 December 2024, Joint Art Space, 342 High Street, Northgate. Tickets sale, please. Click here, human text. Yeah, and so I just want to let you know that, and to say this, I am she, her, so I am her, and to let you know. And And so I am going to play another track from Gordon Kwong. And this is an amazing. But before I do that, there are the Sudanese artists as well from the south of Sudan. South of Sudan music has become really beautiful. They mix it between the north and south. So it's just incredible, a different kind of music. Hope you enjoy it.
Where the pure
Yeah, it's been beautiful to share music with you, and have a great day.